Alrighty. So, this meeting is recorded. Don't forget, anything you can say can and will be used against you in a court of God. So, let's start the meeting back.
We'll be really careful.
That's right. Be very careful. Make sure your heart and mind are one, so you don't say anything you don't regret. So let's start the meeting by closing our eyes and being still within. And thank God with each breath in and each breath out. Let's have a good and godly meeting. So how's everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah, doing good here too. A little sleepy, as usual.
What is it, like 3 in the morning there? 4 in the morning?
Yeah, 4:30.
4:30.
Mm-hmm. That's dedication.
Him and Niyama are next to each other at the office. They're already at work.
Yeah. It is even hard to find a parking place at this time of the
really?
Day.
That's ridiculous. On a Wednesday, that's crazy.
A small scooter.
Wow. Anything important to say? Anything you guys, you know, really excited about this month happened?
The feast.
Mm-hmm. You guys all ready for the feast? The Feast of Trumpets is this Monday. We'll send out a reminder, but starting this Monday night at 6 p.m., it'll be the Feast of Trumpets. Which, of course, we don't really celebrate right now. It's more of a symbol at this point, because we're too small. But the symbol of the announcing of the coming of God at the Feast of Tabernacles. We blow our trumpets inside.
I think this month we should talk about the news brief, definitely.
Well, before we get to the news brief, we will. Let me just ask, are there any questions about the feast schedule, anything you guys want to know or ask?
Did you find any volunteers?
We have the usual slew of volunteers for readings. That shouldn't be a problem. We still do need volunteers, one person to give the welcome to the feast on the first day, and one person to moderate the spiritual stories night on the day before the last. And so if anyone is interested in doing either of those, we are still open for those, so send us an email. Especially if you've never done it before. That'd be cool. So
yeah, you could put me down. If you need anything, like if you need a reader or for that moderator.
Okay. Sounds good, Eunice.
I'll send you an email.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, God. Yeah, but it's going to be a smaller feast. Again, mostly symbolic at this time. We don't really have the resources to do a great feast either. It's mostly symbols at this time where we're holding the templates in place. Until things get filled in with more members and more resources.
Sure, but the grace of God is always there, so that's awesome.
You can have a great feast all by yourself. Because you're not really all by yourself.
No, not at all.
So with that said, actually, the next the next mom meeting will be like 2 days after the feast. So if you have anything to say about the feast, say it now, and be ready to talk about the feast next time. But for now, what is the beast? Someone tell me, what is the beast?
That article is pretty good.
You know, it's pretty good. Revealed something that no one's known for 12,000 years. What is the beast? Who knows?
I should have reviewed it before I came to
Too late.
Anyone remember? Say anything that's in your mind, if you remember it all.
Well, remember there was a differentiation between the dragon. There was like, you know, a couple of different civilizations that tied into that with the beast. I remember that from Revelations. Maitreya was talking about that in that article. I'm sorry, that probably doesn't make sense, but I know what I'm talking about.
So there are two. Go ahead, Eunice.
Help you out here a little.
Okay.
Just take a look at the chat box, Kiyosha.
Well, actually, I was just going to say the beast is actually the attraction. You're either working with God or you're attracted to this external world and you're caught up in all of the, you know, greed and all of that, you know, attraction and everything. And so that is the beast. But there was more than that, I know.
So there are several meanings to the beast. There's the meaning given in Revelation of the Revelation, which is what Kiyosha is talking about, you know, attraction to the external world, Maya, the very general definition of the beast. Then there are two other meanings that Maitreya gave in this article. One still pretty general, but more specific, and one very specific, a physical manifestation at this time. Does anyone remember either of those two?
Japan?
Well...
Eunice, can you help us out?
How about that? Let me try. Yeah. G8, G7 countries. That might be the probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the more general definition? That's the more important one. What's the more general definition first?
Yes. I put it in the chat box. In fact, if you take a look at it, it's the. Maitreya says it's the philosophy that humans have been following for the last 12,000 years. So it's the way of man, basically.
There it is.
Way of the Lord, nature.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys all see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It is that whoever is more powerful and has greater armies and power should rule and exploit others on earth. The beast is the way of man. So what does that mean?
Well, like Eve in the garden, you know, the following of the lower nature for the last 12,000 years. And saying that your philosophy, whatever's good for you, is that's how it should be for everyone. You know, whatever's good for you is good. You know, selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something.
If you're not...
Oh, go ahead, Eunice.
I was just going to say, if you're not following the ways of God, then you're following the ways of man. And the ways of God is given now pretty openly, clearly. So if you're not following the mission, basically now you're following the ways of man.
So let me ask you. So when Hitler decided that... Because he had power and strength and great military prowess, he had the authority to kill a lot of Jewish people. Was he following the beast? Was he the beast at that time? Whoever is more powerful and has greater armies and power should rule and exploit others on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you something else.
He was following the ways of man.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. And now let me add, and of course, I mean, even Maitreya says that God used that for his purpose, probably to get rid of a lot of karma of bad people over thousands of years, but he was still acting as the beast at that time. And then let me ask you something else. In this time now, when you look at what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, and, you know, have you guys ever seen that video which talks about there's a busy intersection in Jerusalem, and...
Mm-hmm.
One part of it is for the Israelis, and the other part is for the Palestinians. And the one, the part for the Israelis has four lanes, and the part for the Palestinians has one lane. And it turns green for the Israelis like 5 minutes, and the Palestinians like 1 minute.
Are they just a small part of it.
Mm-hmm, just a small part. So are they the beast?
Yes.
Well, looks like they definitely not learned the lessons.
Is there a single civilization in the past in human history that has not been the beast at one point or another?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like everybody is the beast because everybody's following man's ways. You can look on Facebook and see that. Mm-hmm. It's full of it.
Right. Yeah, whoever get the power in one way or another probably hurt the others around them. Maybe some of them more mean. The others maybe less, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of them maybe because of their ignorance, they did not understand that they have effect, and maybe some others have more directly going there, conquering them, you know, enslaving them.
And it seems like a lot of times the beast tries to parade as God. I mean, that's what it's doing. I mean, especially when I think about Facebook, you know, that it tries to parade as like it's God in a way.
Sure. And that's also talked about in this article. It talks about in the beginning how all the people let's see. Deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in sight of the beast. You know, deceive people and they worship the dragon who gave power unto the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make. So, I mean, the idea is that he seems so powerful and so good that they replace God with him. You know, it's like the golden calf. And then afterwards, after the seven seals are open and the tribulation is come, then is when people start realizing that it's not, that it's not so good. I can't find it, but, oh, right here. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These agents of the devil no longer can pretend to be good and holy. They are exposed. And this happens after the fifth angel pours out. Or after all the angels, I think, actually. So. What were you going to say, Eunice?
Yeah, just like the false prophets also. I think the beast or whoever is following it also says a lot of truth. To convince people that what they're doing is in the name of God or something like that, usually. A good ideal or something. But just like what Christ said, you don't even know my name, so how could you act in the name of God?
And it's kind of like, too, like Paul, where there was some truth mixed in. Some of it was godly, you know, teachings, but there was a lot of false stuff mixed in, and that's, again, what the false prophets do a lot. You know, we're all mixed together.
Exactly. Is that in here? I seem to remember somebody, or recently my tree had talked about just that. But maybe I just happened to see it. Just the devil itself is one who gives mostly truth, but some falsehood.
Mm-hmm.
The falsehood is the worst part. Here we go. In fact, that is what the devil... Oh, this is about that his number is 666, and that's very close to 777, but not quite. In fact, that is what the devil is. Although it may say a lot of truth, it does not reveal the whole truth. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So... if the philosophy of man and the beast is that whosoever is more powerful and has greater armies and power should rule, what is the way of man? I mean, what is the way of God? What is not the beast? Who should rule?
God.
God is the king.
Mm-hmm. and who has authority on earth to rule? That he who is more powerful and has greater armies, or who?
Those that emerge because of their godliness, being connected to God, and that follow the pure teachings of God, the mission, the whoever's following the eternal divine path.
The power of Vipras, isn't it?
There's the word.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, sometimes that coincides. Consider the time of Islam. You know, God gave them permission to conquer one-third of the earth through sword. Mm-hmm. And so in that case, they had more power and greater armies, but they also had the authority of God behind them, so they succeeded. But once they lost that power and authority, I'm sure they became the beast too. You know, once they lost the original teachings. Mm-hmm. Then they had the sword, but they didn't have God's teachings anymore. They were no longer connected. And so eventually they fell.
In fact, like, understanding if they lose it or not is pretty obvious, because if you just take a look at the current situation of that society, like, for instance, in the case of Islam, all the countries that are supposedly following Islam, they're all under the dictators, they were, at least. Mm-hmm. And even the day-to-day life is not so godly.
And that's what America is going toward, too. I think people in America can attest to that. It's becoming less and less, you know, democratic, mm-hmm. if it ever was.
Fabrizio just arrived. Salam, Fabrizio.
Salam, Fabrizio.
Salam, Fabrizio.
We're going over the newsbrief. Mm-hmm. The last one.
About the beast.
The beast, yeah.
Okay, he says he doesn't have a mic, and he says salam.
Salam. Right, yeah. Sounds good. So you can listen in on the conversation and enjoy. So that's the beast in general, and Maitreya wanted, you know, he stresses that point very importantly, that it's an idea much more than it is a single entity. It can change, you know. It's the concept.
Can you recap the three different aspects or you know, different I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Recap that. Thank you.
Let me see if I can find. In Revelation of the Revelation, to make sure I'm getting it right. No. Well, if anyone can find it in Revelation of the Revelation, the part where he's talking about the bees. But in general, I believe in Tho, Maitreya explains that the beast, as the most general understanding of the beast, is ego. Maya, actually. You know, the attraction of the external world. Greed, attachment, desire, all of these things that direct man towards the lower nature. So that's the most general concept of the beast. And then in this article, Maitreya reveals more specifically what God meant as like a specific part of that ego, which is the idea that whoever is more powerful and has greater armies and power should rule and exploit others on earth, which is something Maitreya has talked about all throughout, though, how humans never learn their lesson. They get oppressed by another nation, and, you know, they cry out for justice, and they say how they're being oppressed. And then the moment they get power, they do worse. Same and worse. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the beast is. It's the philosophy that, you know, the moment you gain power, you forget the lessons, and you oppress others for your own selfish gain. The way of men. Mm-hmm. And then at this time, the symbolism within the Revelation talks about the angel says he will tell Daniel. Was it Daniel? No. Daniel? Who was the revelation revealed to? I forgot.
John.
No,
John. Okay, yes. So he says, I will tell John, you know, John, I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and mm-hmm. ten horns. And so there are seven heads and ten horns. The seven heads are seven mountains, and in our teachings, mountains is interpreted as governments and or nations. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, And one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven. So there are seven mountains, and then there are seven kings. And actually there are eight kings, but one comes later. And it's exactly what happened with the G7. So the G7 was a group of seven nations. Then they invited Russia to join them, and then later on sort of disinvited them, and then eventually made Russia a full member, and now they are the G8. And then the ten horns were already known to be symbolized in our teachings as the first ten members of the European Union. So with this understanding, it can be seen that this can be a symbol that at this time, the beast symbolizes the Western industrialized nations, essentially. The G8 and the European Union.
Thanks,
but,
God.
But Maitreya explains very specifically that although the G7 or 8 is presented as the beast here, it is symbolic. The beast soon might be China and its allies, etc. So the beast is not really an entity, but the approach any entity takes toward others and God. In fact, anyone who dominates another entity through anything else but spirit, as spiritual dominance, is an agent of the beast. So that answers our question right there. Who can dominate? Those who have spiritual domination. No other reason. It's an amazing article. It's really amazing.
Sure is.
Yeah, and it really helped taking it apart here. It's just mm-hmm.
It's good. There's a lot of information. It needs to be read a couple times, meditated on.
Mm-hmm. And whoever gets the part where is, if they're not following the mission, or if they don't accept Maitreya as the Messiah, the highest revealer, will, even if they were trying to do good or understand these things and even bring justice or something, they will fail, just like maybe in a close future, just like China or their allies, because they will interpret these things probably wrong according to their ideas, and not knowing the whole system of God and the whole package, I think they have no chance but to fail.
Yeah, there's no way to do it without this package. No way. Yeah.
Everything can be three kinds.
Right. That's what is great about this teaching, isn't it? Like, when you read this article, it's not just polarized towards just one understanding. It's everything. Mm-hmm. It understands everything clearly, gives you the reasons of the past and the ways of God for the future. But not seeing this objectivity. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think when people just go according to their conscience and interpret things according to the level of the consciousness they're in, I think that brings us down to Maya and separation and illusion of separation.
And that's one good thing about living in America. That's one thing we can give benefit and credit to America too, which is the fact that Maitreya can write an article like this and call America and its allies the beast, as well as China in the future, and not be persecuted. You know, the CIA might That's be watching right. us, but it's not going to hurt us. It doesn't really have the ability.
Another thing I think the article brings forth is flexibility.
Right. And at the same time, the firm, like, understanding, straightforward, mm-hmm. but it's flexible. Yeah.
He will rule them with a rod of iron. Sternness. But the teaching is flexible, for sure. Go ahead, Kyosha.
No, I was just going to say, it's just so interesting how the mission gets to the deepest understanding of things. Pretty much like what Eunice was saying, you know, it really covers everything. I mean, it tells the reason for doing things, too, you know, when it comes to certain things that we do and so forth, you know. It really gets behind the nitty-gritty of it all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, if you, like, I think in the feast, hopefully I'll be able to talk about the plan in a lecture. And Maitreya, God is amazing in that, because just like Kyosha said, it doesn't just say, hey, here's the system you should do, but it says, hey, this is the system offered by Maitreya. And also, first, it gives why the current systems will not work.
Yeah.
And explains very logically. And in fact, even though there are five reasons explained maybe briefly, you could just probably write books about any of those five topics.
Uh-huh. I'm sure books will be written about all of those five topics in the future.
Right.
Because the system is an even more in-depth extension of Prout, progressive utilization theory from Baba's teachings. It includes so much more than Prout, but the idea of cyclical movements and a lot of the other parts, it's related. And there are already so many books written about Prout, so there will be millions of books written about the plan. There's no question.
And it's really exciting to think that we get to help in this process. It just is amazing, you know, to get to be a part of this. Wow.
You're just feeling the spirit. That,
yeah. Well, yeah. Oh.
It's beautiful. So are there any other questions about this article or about the news brief in general? Any snippets by Maitreya? Anyone found it particularly interesting? The announcements?
Yeah. And I was just thinking the beast divides and divides and divides. And the simple teaching shows us how actually basic and simple the path to heaven is.
Yep.
Simple and understanding. More difficult to follow. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so hard. But simple in understanding, that's for sure. Go ahead,
Your article in the article that you have in the news brief about the food system. That was also good. I don't know if anyone watched those videos.
They're terrible, aren't they? Absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, I definitely. Just take a look at them. I couldn't watch them all, but yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen them with my own eyes here before. They weren't that bad, some of them, but still.
It's just the loss of humanity, that's all, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to fall apart. It has to. The whole food system, every single piece of it is wrong. It's just, it's filled with the beast.
True. Even in the cities, Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I think that when you see what Monsanto's doing when they go into the, you know, actually into the earth and changing the earth, the soil, to control us, I mean, that's the beast at its worst.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's another great example. Yep, absolutely. It doesn't have to be military power.
Right. Yeah, that's so subtle. Like here in Turkey, like the city, if you live in a city, that's almost like what you get, like the food you get from a supermarket. Even if there are here like places that people said, like the farmers and villagers said, certain days of the week that you could go and buy things. But even in the cities, again, it's very hard to get like good food, even in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, the world. So it's everywhere.
Speaking of Monsanto, I don't know if everyone has heard, probably they have, but two things. One is Monsanto is currently trying to get their first sweet corn, genetically modified sweet corn, approved by the FDA at this time. So most of the genetically modified food that is approved right now is used for animal feed and also for processed foods like high fructose corn syrup and cornstarch and things like that, soybeans for processed food, and mostly for animals. this GMO sweet corn would be one of the first GMO products that would be directly eaten by humans in a fresh form. So it's another step forward, and so I would encourage everyone to fight it in as many ways as they can. It's not really our fight, but if you can do something, I mean, the mission is the most important. That's the way to really win. But if you can do something without detracting from your mission work, you know.
Dean, is there a specific petition on it that you know of, or?
There are some things, signatures. Probably the best way would just be if you see something, you know, related, just make sure to speak out against it or whatever. And also this is the Right to Know March. I posted this on Facebook. From October 1st to October 16th, a bunch of people are going to be marching from New York City to the White House in Washington, D.C., as like an anti-GMO protest. It sounds like one of the more better organized, peaceful, and also possibly powerful protests I've seen against GMOs. Most of them don't really do anything. And so I'm not saying you have to walk with them. None of us really are in that area, but spread the word and support this because, you know, this is part of the mission too. This is what we believe also.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's on my screen right now.
My screen is still showing the beast.
So is mine.
Mine too.
Oh, okay. Let me,
it hasn't been refreshed. Changing.
Let me refresh. Now, do you see it?
No, not yet.
No, it's black.
It's black.
Black.
Yes.
Go to meeting. What are you doing? Try like minimizing and opening again, like the screen.
Do that.
Or closing and opening it, or. Let's see.
Whoa.
Anything?
No.
All right. Well, if you go onto the mission's Facebook page or on my profile, you'll see it. It's Right to Know March. And here, I'll post the link. That's even better.
No, I'll just go to your ISKY manual page and pick it up there.
It's also in the chat if you want it.
Okay.
And speaking of the chat, a while ago, Vibrizo asked, I have been trying to find info on the Nephilim info. Can anyone answer that? Does anyone know what the Nephilim are? Nephilim?
Yeah, it's in the, you can find it in the Holiest, when it talks about in Genesis, I believe.
Yeah.
There were giants in the world.
Mm-hmm. No idea before Noah.
It's only mentioned once in all of Tho, and that's, it just has one sentence. It just says, there were giants in the world in those days. It was a different world at that time, and I don't think Maitreya really explains what exactly it was. But it may be revealed to us in the future. It's definitely not a focus in the teachings. More important is Noah and that story than who the Nephilim were. But that's the only place it's mentioned.
But obviously the Nephilim, they weren't with God. They were, like, and because if they were with God, they would have been much more important in the whole thing.
I don't know. I do not know.
Look what Vibrizo posted. Nephilim means fallen one.
I think Edgar Casey might have had them as part of the Atlanteans that we're on the dark side.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure. Again, Maitreya says almost nothing about it. Like, all the Bible does is just say they were there, and then Maitreya sort of repeats they were there. And so we really have no information from either
of those. One thing for sure is that the evolution of man continued with the new man even 12,000 years ago. And came to what we are now. So Nephilim might have lagged behind somehow. So they did not continue.
True. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
At least as the majority.
That makes sense.
Or having their third eyes closed. For when they were, a lot of Atlanteans supposedly were open and they were very, very spiritual, higher spiritually. And then they misused that.
And they
misused that power, and And then when Noah and that was and all was destroyed, then they had their third eyes closed and might even be part of the symbolic thing of the Cyclops.
Right, that's right. Maitreya has mentioned that.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I was thinking of the Cyclops, yeah, because you really got the third eye there on that.
See, again, Vibrizo, all these things you're posting about how the Nephilim are the angels that fell with Lucifer and maybe the source of what is known as demons, it's not in Maitreya's teachings. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. You know, we don't accept it unless it's, you know, this is such an old topic. This is thousands and thousands of years old. Everyone has their opinion. Edgar Cayce may have known. He was, you know, he had a vision. He had visions, but it's really not important. Who were they? It doesn't matter. It's the same thing as, like, was Christ crucified? It doesn't matter. What were his teachings? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these nitty-gritty, the intellectual understanding probably should come with, like, after the mission is manifested, and we have, like, departments that could research into these and look at it and maybe get a better understanding of it if it's necessary, of course, but it's just Nuset. What is the benefit? What is the reason? If we just understand the lessons of the past given in the Do and the system and the whole package, we should not just fall into the same mistakes again so that, you know, God's kingdom will come on earth. And just progress naturally.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Maybe we'll find an ancient skeleton, you know, or something like that, frozen mm-hmm. in the Arctic or something. Some people believe that Atlantis, you know, because it was supposed to have been destroyed. Actually, never mind. It says something different in it, though, so I won't say that. That's a wrong idea. Gonna edit that part out of the recording. No, it says in Tho that I believe it says that Atlantis sank somewhere in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and or something like that. But there is another belief go ahead, Eunice.
Well, one thing I think it says in Tho is that there was a land between North America and North Africa or Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe if that land is ever found, we might find some Nephilim there. Although if it's in the ocean, they're probably long gone. It's not a good place for skeletons.
Yeah, the devil's in the details, but Edgar Cayce says that most of the Atlanteans were very light-bodied, and so I don't think they left much behind.
That's
a
problem.
They're almost ghost-like because they were higher spiritually, so they weren't
right.
as solid.
Right.
That makes sense. Just like people, you know, scientists are going to say, you know, there are no skeletal evidence of, you know, the man before 12,000 years ago. Or, I mean, there is, but you know, at that time when Maitreya says they were mostly ether, you know, there will be no skeletal evidence for science to see if man was mostly an ethereal being at that time.
And also, like, just like we were talking about the beast earlier about on the news brief, like, it's kind of like saying God is everything, there's no evil, but there's the natures, the lower nature and the higher nature. It depends on how things are used, three kinds, you know. So, even if we find some things and maybe, like, if people were trying to look and see how they were fallen ones or what they were following or why and this and all that, that wouldn't make sense because what are they trying to do then? Are they trying to prove that, you know, devil exists? But it should be the other way. The other
mostly,
way, you know. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mostly what we find when we look back in history is it keeps on confirming over and over again that the mission teachings are true.
Right.
And there are intellectuals and scientists. I'm sure that, you know, the lure to discover what really happened will probably be irresistible to some. And we're not against, you know, scientific teachings and stuff, but especially at this time, you know, we're here for a very specific purpose right now. The purpose is to spread the teachings, call the elects. That's it. You know, we're not really focused on much else until we establish the kingdom. At that point, you know, it's much more lenient. So, I think. That's how I feel about it.
That was a good touch at the end, I think.
God's grace, I'm correct, I hope.
But some things are never lenient. Yeah. God's laws.
No, definitely.
Right.
They're absolute laws.
And, I think a lot of it is similar to what Casey, he had that ability to tap into the Akashic record, but he also had, you know, these other, you know, those kind of psychic powers. But when he did, you know, anybody got around him or tried to take advantage of it or use that the wrong way, it never worked out. And I think that's the same thing as we evolve. It's as we evolve and get higher in our natures and use it correctly, then knowing those things or knowing the history or having that ability to tap into the Akashic record will be used to advance civilization. And that's probably why we don't have it. Because Casey said we all had his abilities. There was nothing special. He just, you know, was able to tap into it. And so, you know, as we get further towards maybe what Atlantis was, but if we're using it for the kingdom of heaven instead of for the beast, then we'll have greater knowledge of those things and we'll just, you know some of that history. But we won't, if we had the ability to tap into that and know all these things, then there would be people using it the wrong way.
Absolutely. I mean, it says that it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and what exactly that means has not been revealed. Maitreya has speculated that it could mean any number of things. We could go back to a more ethereal state. You know, we could gain spiritual powers again. Maybe us and animals will become very close, you know, be able to link in some way and work together happily, you know, in harmony. Maybe we'll go back to living 900 years, you know, the way it was in Noah's time and earlier. Or maybe not. We really don't know. All we know is that God promised it will be a new heaven and a new earth and a new man. So.
But that's for sure. If...
Go ahead, Eunice.
Go ahead, Kay. I was going to say... okay, you first. Ladies first, please.
It was so stupid. I was just going to say that's the third incarnation where there's the new heaven and the new earth. I was just checking on that.
I think so. I'm not sure. But at least that's when the kingdom will be established, you know, at that point. Okay. The new man may start being born. Really, you know, God hasn't revealed it, so the future is up to God. I don't think we know exactly how that'll work.
Okay.
But one thing is real, we have to reach this phase. And if people with spiritual understanding and scientific minds just focus their energy to that end, like bringing the infinite resources in the space to Earth, rather than, you know, just understanding these lessons of the past as they are revealed and learn them, understand them, and focus with their scientific minds. I think a lot of things will be revealed to us that will free us from the mundane, which is basically promised.
That's a huge part of it. The teachings all fit together. Reaching to space is a huge part of it. It's really necessary. So,
there's supposedly two different... information from Atlantis in two different places up and underneath the Sphinx and also in the Yucatan that have that kind of knowledge of energy and different things that we're not going to, you know, the prediction is we won't get it until we're ready for it. And that would be, you know, similar to maybe even ways of getting the energy from space or maybe even better ways of getting the energy here, but in ways that we use it together to forward ourselves and not to, you know, crack the island Atlantis got cracked in half, supposedly, because they misused those.
Did you guys hear about how they discovered a planet that's just a huge diamond in space? Millions, like a planet the size of, I think bigger than Earth. It's just a huge diamond. So
they're going to call it Planet Marilyn Monroe?
No, I think they'll call it Planet Madonna.
Well, I forgot. You're younger. You wouldn't.
Yep.
You wouldn't think diamonds are a girl's best friend with Madonna.
See, you guys better sell your diamonds. They're gonna run out of. They're gonna devalue in about 1 million years when we get to that planet. But it just shows there's infinite resources out there. I mean, you can make houses out of diamonds. It's the hardest material known to man. You know, you could make anything out of a diamond if you have a planet made of a diamond. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
And also, we already have some technology that we could get, you know, a lot of energy from space. We talked about it before, like now they know they can collect sun's energy directly from the orbit of the Earth and send it directly to Earth. They currently have this technology, they can send electricity from, you know, one island in Hawaii to another island. So they should be able to get to that, like, you know, sending from space to Earth. And Earth, you know, shines all the time in the mm-hmm. in space. But
I didn't know they had that.
I watched it in Discovery Channel, in fact. But they were at the end. They were talking about there are a lot of issues about it because who is going to own this? And because then we don't need gasoline, you know, we don't need dams and, you know, other things. And it could be just distributed throughout the Earth evenly. And if just like Maitreya said, if we all have our also, what do you say, on top of our roofs?
Solar energy.
What are they called?
Solar energy
systems.
Solar panels.
The panels. We could just get from the grid if we need and send back to the grid if you have extra, I mean.
And then Fabrizio said Nikolai Tesla derived electricity from the atmosphere in the early 1900s.
I think a lot of times the advancement on some of this science is slowed down because of the profit of what's already existing.
Mm-hmm,
and so Tesla did a lot of things that turned into modern things, and a lot of things he didn't complete or he hid or did, you know, that would have been like that transferring power and different things. And until we get the idea, we got to get the beast out of the way. Because then the progress of humanity was actually for the progression of the spiritual progression, then, you know, a lot of these inventions and these things that would be put to use but not put to profit.
Right.
It all fits together. That's why the system has to be destroyed, so we can rebuild it from scratch. Everyone, all these activists that are trying to fix the system from the inside, they can only do a little, you know. They can help some, but when the system is so broken in all levels, I mean, you know, you don't, when you have a house that's, you know, when you have the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you don't try to rebuild the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you knock it down, and then you rebuild, you build a better building. So.
I think the beast is just, like you say, right now, inside out, we're almost impossible because the ones running the power, the powerful ones, or whatever, the cartels or the banks or the even the religions and, you know, the countries and all that, there's just so much of the beast there that it that whole system just has to go. And I mean, it's, you know, when it breaks down and then, you know, we have a system in place, it'll be a new system. It won't be a revamping of the old system.
Exactly.
And the amazing thing is that even this is prophesied.
What it says.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, it's.
No, I was just going to say that's what it says in Tho. So
right.
You just said the same thing I was saying.
Same thing, exactly. Yeah, in Tho and in the article about the beast and in the article about the three incarnations, you know, Maitreya has made it very clear in all these recent articles that, you know, God knew this was going to happen. There's no question. And that's why he always says, like, you know, like, don't become escapist. You know, work within the world and try to make things better. But really, this is not our fight. You know. We don't have to push. They're going to destroy themselves. Our only real goal is to spread the message in the hopes that people will accept it and turn around. You know? Because that's the only salvation. If people turn around and accept the teachings, then this can be averted. If not, they will destroy themselves. We don't have to do anything. We don't want to do anything. We're not trying to destroy them. It's going to be their own fault. But then we will be there to rebuild.
So mainly our job is to be ready with the new structure. I mean, I don't know, that's not in this lifetime, though, necessarily, is it? We don't know, I guess, but never mind.
Wouldn't it be in this lifetime if we had an example of a community of light?
Yeah.
There are levels, I mean... I think we can start to create communities. We can start to create communities as soon as people are willing to sacrifice enough to be in a community. That's all that's necessary, you know, to start communities. Mm-hmm. To build the kingdom, the whole kingdom, you know, the system from the ground up or from the top down, the facilitating body, that probably won't be until the third lifetime, I would guess. But there are levels. It's just, you know, spread the teachings, develop communities of light, and... be with God.
You know, and it's neat because we're now getting some well-established people on Facebook, you know, that are really, you know, getting more and more interested in the teachings. I mean, people are out there, you know, they're out there for us to reach to. I mean, they should be, of course, but sometimes it amazes me that they are.
No, there's 750 million people on Facebook. There should be at least a couple of the Alex on there. One or
yeah.
two.
Yeah, what was the number? One to what?
I don't remember. That was in a previous round,
it was
previous mom meeting.
50,000 or something?
That sounds right.
One in 50,000?
That
yeah.
sounds right, yeah.
Then there should be maybe a couple hundred now. On Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So let's go find them.
Who knows?
Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss? Are you all filled up with godly talking?
It's been very, very interesting.
It's about the end of our time,
yeah,
so I leave the floor open for a minute. You get 1 minute. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, all I can say is just all thanks to God. Great, great teachings. Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. What do they think of it, Abrizo? Fabrizio says he introduced the greatest sign to a couple. That's good. Thanks,
awesome.
God. Thanks, God. Yeah, it's good to get to the young. We don't have it's more difficult to reach the young. So.
Wow.
Thanks, God. Hopefully they'll get in contact with us or study the teachings on the website. That would be great.
And I agree with Eunice, all thanks to God. I really enjoyed the discussion.
Yeah, so everyone who liked this discussion, go reread that article. meditate on the beast. Truly understand it.
Yeah, it surely does help talking about the teachings or discussing them and relating them to the current events of the world or the situations of the world. why they don't work and how can they work. I think that definitely helps understanding the teachings in deeper levels. So thanks, God.
And yeah, that makes sense for Rizos. He says they did not seem to be aware that other religions might have something to offer. And I would guess that's true for a lot of people that were raised in a specific religion. You know, they're never taught about the others. Especially not in the American school system, which doesn't include religion at all. So, not even comparative religion. It's just not a part of it. You never learn about it. So.
Right. That is... Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, we thanks God, Rizzo, and we leave them in God's hands and hope they will see the truth. So, I guess that's the end of this meeting. So, have a good month, everybody. And remember, the feast is coming up soon. Hope you all will join us online. And if you have any questions about any of the feast schedule, send us an email. The first snippets by my Trey email will go out this Friday, so I hope you guys will enjoy that. And thanks, God. Have a good month, all. Salam.
Well, thanks to God. Salam, everyone. I wanted to say salam to Niyama. I just now noticed she's on there.
Let's all say salam to Niyama. She probably didn't understand
Niyama.
A word. Salam, Niyama.
Salam.
And
you know, next month, Eunice, we should just talk about random things and then include Niyama's name randomly so that she thinks we're talking about her and gets worried.
Yeah. Yeah, if she can manage to stay awake for the whole meeting, yeah, we should do that.
I don't blame her. I mean, I would probably, you know, just listening to some other people talk in a foreign language. We appreciate the thought that she's here, but I guess it doesn't, you know. So.
Yeah.
Well, say salam to her for us. All right, salam, everyone. Closing the meeting.
Salam, everyone. Salam.